G'day, welcome to Partakers and to our series, Jesus Christ, No Longer a Baby, where we are investigating together who Jesus Christ was, who he is, and why he matters to you in the 21st century. We start our first study by investigating what does the name Jesus mean? What's in a name? I wonder what your name means. The parents of children often name their children after the hopes and aspirations that they have for that child. For example, I know somebody called Grace, and her very nature has been shown to be somebody who is full of grace. My name, David, it means beloved, and when my parents named me, it was meant to symbolize the love that they had for me. Although when I put the cricket ball through the kitchen window, or the time I crushed the vegetable patch whilst running after a football, well, I didn't feel very beloved afterwards. When Jesus Christ was born, his name expressed the very reason that he was born. Even a cursory look at the Gospels will tell you that his conception and birth were extraordinary at every level. I wonder if you ever think that his parents, Joseph and Mary, ever gazed upon him, looked into his eyes, and thought, how misnamed he is. They did not, and we know that they did not, because they knew the very purpose for which he was born. Do you think that Jesus ever thought of how misnamed he was? Certainly not, because he knew that Jesus' name means the one who saves, or a rescuer. In light of this, Jesus knew his purpose and his mission. He knew that his whole birth, life, and death were centered on saving all those who would follow him. Jesus Christ is the most talked about person in history. Almost everybody has an opinion about him. Jesus Christ was born to fulfill the promises that God had made over many years. You can read them for yourself in the part of the Bible we call the Old Testament. Jesus Christ came to reveal God as a Father, to die instead of us for the punishment we deserve, in order that he may stand before God on our behalf. And he also came to show us what it means to live a holy and perfect life here on earth. And even a cursory look at this man will tell you that the life of Jesus Christ was a life which was totally dedicated to obediently following God and revealing God to the world. Such was the impact of the person, Jesus Christ. And this Jesus Christ was not merely a man who received some special power. This Jesus Christ was not some strange creation which was half man and half God, with his human nature somehow absorbed into the divine. No, Jesus Christ was much more than these suggestions. Let's go on in this short series over the next week or so to discover together much more about this most amazing of men. Will you join me? We continue tomorrow. Thanks for listening. Come back to www.partakers.co.uk, where tomorrow we continue in this little series, Jesus Christ, No Longer a Baby. See you later.